It had been brought to my attention by a party colleague, Terry Crossan, in Donegal County Council, who had passed a similar motion. I would represent the Kilmore area of Derry and City and Strabane District Council, which is part of the Lough Foyle. And as you move down from Kilmore towards Mathilde, towards Greencastle, you see the oyster trestles that have been multiplying to their tens of thousands now at this stage. I believe that there's over 60,000 trestles along the seabed there, the lock bed, and it is causing untold damage to the aquaculture, the wildlife, migrating birds. The local community have never been consulted about any of this, and it is because there is no one that is taking control of it. Nobody is in a position to adhere to the regulations or implement regulations or licenses, because there is this ongoing dispute in relation to the ownership of the Lough Foyle, where the British government do still believe that they have full ownership of the Lough on behalf of the Crown Estate, which is causing a huge deficit in terms of being able to regulate what goes on the Western Shore.
And indeed, this is something now at this stage that needs a collaborative approach from both governments to find a resolution.
Absolutely. And that, this is why in the motion that I brought, I asked that we write to both the Dublin government and to the Deira Minister here in the north, so that both those departments can negotiate them with the British government in relation to this issue, because it's too important now to be let trundle on. It has been an issue since the partition of our country in terms of the Good Friday Agreement. The last agency was set up, but that was still stymied because of the ongoing dispute over the territory. It needs to be resolved now. It has gone on for far too long.